In Iraq, millions of people have descended on the holy city of Karbala to commemorate Arbaeen Muslims from Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and many other parts of the world have gathered there to hold Arbaeen rituals. Arbaeen marks 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, Prophet Muhammad's grandson. The procession is part of a long march from the holy city of Najaf and other Iraqi cities toward Karbala, which started some 2 weeks ago. The holy shrines of Imam Hussein and his brother, Abbas ibn Ali, are located in Karbala. Imam Hussein, his relatives and companions were martyred in the Battle of Karbala in 680 AD. Our correspondent, Altaf Ahmad, who's joining us now from the Iraqi holy city of Karbala, is here with the latest on the significance of this day and what it means to the millions of pilgrims who've turned up for the Arbaeen processions. Altaf, over to you.
Well, around 20 million, according to numbers, have already made their way to the city of Karbala. And in the background, we can hear a lot of caravans from different countries arriving. We can hear a lot of processions in different languages, actually. And with me, I have somebody who used to be a bank manager back home in Pakistan, but he has left everything. He says he is now free of that, and he is completely dedicated for doing ziyarah and taking people to the holy city of Karbala, Najaf, also other shrines around the world to basically help introduce them to the imams, to the path of the Shia imams, especially now the ziyarat of Arbaeen, or the morning processions which are taking place here in Arbaeen. I would like to ask you, why 145 times? That's a record. What significance does it have?
Yes, madam, because the 1,000 people want to perform ziyarat of Holy Imam Hussein al-Islam. He's the father of peace and gave the lesson of humanity. So for that, in a year, five times or six times, 1,000 people journey to Karbala through by road or by air. So for that, I am gave my services for those people and visit five or six times in a year to perform holy ziyarat of Holy Imam Hussein al-Islam.
Well, do you feel maybe this ziyara that you do here, or this taking part in such commemorations, helps you maybe in your own struggles, in your own revolution, maybe in Pakistan? We know that in your country there are a lot of crimes, or a lot of genocide crimes actually being committed against your people in the name of Islam. What does how does the path of Imam Hussein, the revolution of Imam Hussein, inspire the people of Pakistan?
Madam, because the whole of the world, the people who are the follower of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, they read the message and showing the peaceful movement. They like to walk, or by jan, by air, by road. They want to attend the Arbaeen of Imam Hussein al-Islam, because it is the international peace movement and peace walk. We want to show to the world and for the human that it is the lesson, and it is the center of humanity, of Islam.
Do you feel this walk and this commemoration unites people from different walks of life, different religions, different countries, nationalities?
Madam, by spirituality, the people doing the walk, the children, the women, the old men, all they participate this walk, because it is the message for humanity and the whole of the world that we are the follower of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who is Sabir and the actual nominee of the Islam.
So much. Well, it's also very interesting to see how many people have modernized this message. We have seen actually a lot of people, especially the young this year, they are using the commemorations of Arbaeen to, for example, launch their own apps on smartphones, for example, to introduce Imam Hussein and his companions to the entire world. Also, we have seen a lot of young protesters and demonstrators who have established established caravans to introduce their causes to the world. We saw, for example, one caravan of young people who refer to themselves as the sons of Imam Khomeini, the youth of the revolution, the youth of the resistance. We saw them on the road between Najaf to Karbala. They are raising awareness about the values of the Imam Khomeini revolution, which he led in 1979 in the Islamic Republic of Iran, which they say was inspired by the revolution of Imam Hussein. So year in, year out, we see more initiatives to modernize this commemoration, to make it a more relevant to a lot of people who don't know anything about Imam Hussein all over the world.
Thank you very much, Altaf. Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joining us from the holy Iraqi city of Karbala.